Would you bow your heads, please? Say, Father, I would need ears to hear.
Eyes to see.
And a heart to perceive.
What
your Spirit is speaking to me. Out of John chapter 10. That's where we're going. In John chapter 10, the heading in the NIV speaks of the shepherd and his flock. And I was listening to the History Channel while I was having my coffee this morning. And they were talking about Kabbalah or Kabbalah. And how the Jews tried to find a new Messiah through this kind of pressure. And they related by study from what happened many, many years ago. Even at one point, the Jews had declared that they had found the new Messiah, and he happened to be out of his mind. He was really damaged mentally, and he claimed to be the Son of God. That's relational to what we were talking about yesterday at the leaders' meeting. There's a lot of different churches preaching the word. Few are actually preaching the Jesus that you and I know. There's a different Jesus sometimes preached, a different Messiah. And a lot of it is about you performing to get yourself to heaven. But Jesus had a very clear message. Verse 1, chapter 10. I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. Let's take a break for a moment. When you know the voice of someone, it can be a relative, it can be someone on the phone, it can be a family member, it can be an authority figure. Your ears hear, but your heart immediately perceives who it is. Amen? If you're like me and you call your sister-in-law, you have a problem. Because when I call my brother's wife, two of her daughters are identical in voice and in identity. When they speak on the phone, I have no clue who I'm talking to. Especially all three of them in the same house. Presenting quite a dilemma. And at one point, I told them, I says, you know, you guys could play tricks on me. And they said, oh, the girls especially knew how to do this with boyfriends. Because they knew. Yeah. And one of them broke a date. Think, oh, that they, come on. You guys are human, aren't you? Didn't you ever pull a trick on a brother or sister or somebody, family member? Come on. How many say, yes, I did? Thank you. Boy, I'm glad you guys are normal. Anyway, at one point I said to my sister-in-law, from now on, I want you to answer the phone this way. This is Nicole. How can I help you? She said, that doesn't work because they can use my name. And I found a little innuendo that would cut them close. Because again, the older one obviously knew things about me that the others didn't. So we had a game going for a while. This is many years ago. But when my brother got on the phone, I didn't have to hesitate and ask. Because the house was full of girls. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Lord's word is clear. clear. Verse 4, when he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. There are times that his voice will tell you to do something that is not logical in your brain, because you have your own schedule and you're going forward to do your schedule, and the Holy Spirit will say, uh-uh. How many have had that type of arrest before? Thank you. When that happens, stop. And when he tells you, ask for the grace to carry it out, because sometimes your schedule will be a little more pressure to try to do it your way, and you will be actually harming the progress that you're heading for, because you're doing it your way. Verse 5. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers. Who is he identifying as thieves and robbers? The Jewish hierarchy. They had their own agenda. They wanted the money. They used it to build up their own kingdom and to keep the power in their own hands. Jesus calls them thieves and robbers. A lot of times we put this into a spiritual concept and we say, well, the thief and the robbers are demon spirits. Ephesians 6:12 says your battle is not against people made of flesh and blood, but against negative forces. Yes, but the negative forces use people. Come on. The negative forces use people. A lot of people get angry at people without the proper respect. Because what they're doing is they're looking at the person as their problem. And the soon coming reality of you and I retaliating against someone causes all kinds of havoc in the body of Christ. Your best bet when you don't understand and you didn't recognize the voice, pray. Pray for the one that you don't understand. Pray for the one that's pushing you and pushing maybe your buttons. How many know you have spiritual buttons? Amen. If somebody pushes the right button, you go, eh. The elevator will not take you up. You're going to go down. You're going to go into depression and hurt. Again, verse 8, all whoever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture, meaning food. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. That's 2014. Jesus has come into you and into me not to remind you of everything that went wrong in 2013. He came to give you what? Life. More abundantly than you've ever had before.
Amen.
But if you focus on the pain of 2013, what's going to happen? You'll live there. And you'll live another year of stupidity. Because God has his intentions to rebuild the body of Christ.
Amen.
He's not interested in tearing it down. He's already done a work in you and me to make us mature and grow up. Did you hear me? He's trying to get us to go a little higher.
Amen.
And you're not going to make it until you ask for grace. immediately when you find yourself in a tight spot emotionally because somebody's pushing your buttons, ask the Lord for grace. What is it? Unmerited favor. It comes directly from the Father, and He has plenty of it. If you don't ask, you don't
receive.
Try it out for size. Close your eyes. Say, if I don't ask,
I don't ask.
I won't get. I'll stay in the dark space. And the depression will come back and live. As long as I allow it. He left me with free will. It's up to me. Amen. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Matthew 18 and 18. Well, that's your mouth. Amen. What you declare will manifest. Oh, but if you only knew how lousy I feel, and I know 2014 is going to be worse than 2013. Welcome. Whoever is confessing this, welcome. You can enjoy it. It's up to you. Now, how if they're trying to lay that on you, how do you respond? Huh? Who tried to give me a response there? How do you respond? When somebody's trying to lay this on you,
you don't receive it.
You don't receive it. How do you stop it?
With your words.
With your words. You can gently say and respect, I really respect your opinion. But for me, 2014 is going to be awesome. I am blessed every day of 2014. And the minute you say, I am blessed, you're taking it into the now. Try it on for size. Say 2014
is
going to be a blessed year for me.
In spite of all the darkness.
And the voices that come to try to pull me down.
Or people's opinions that'll try to tear me down.
Matthew 18:18.
Whatever I bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
Whatever I loose on earth or release on earth will be released in heaven.
So I'm expecting grace, favor, abundance, and deliverance for
2014. It's mine in Christ Jesus.
And the heavens are in my court.
The heavenly church is on my side. Hebrews chapter 1 says God's angels are on my side. They're protecting me. They're guiding me. They're leading me. And I'm getting better and stronger. Every day. Hallelujah.